This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottie along with Charlie Long. Want to tell everybody tomorrow afternoon, the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert will join me from 4 to 6. The OTA session will be open to the media, and Bobby J along with Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak will be there. Bobby will come in and give us a rundown of what he saw in the OTAs. And a lot of it is pitch and catch, sort of 7-on-7 type stuff, no hitting, that sort of thing. So we'll get Bobby's take of what he was able to see and also the coverage in those kind of 7-on-7 type drills. And that'll be tomorrow afternoon here on the Big 870 WWL. And Friday, starting at 2 o'clock, LSU baseball. And you can hear those games right here on the Big 870. And Friday afternoon, you'll be able to hear it starting at 2 o'clock. Tiger baseball right here on WWL, the Big 870. On our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line, scout now for the NBA, former college basketball coach Mark Cook. Mark, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
Mark, I didn't think I'd say it this quick. These NBA finals fixing to looks as though it'll end pretty quickly. Within like 32 hours, it could all be over with, and we'll be seeing OKC and Indiana square off. But this isn't, I think, what many of us thought we would see out of these games. We thought it would be the contrasting styles and how it would play out, and it's had spurts like that, but to be honest with you, it's really been sort of dominant efforts by OKC and certainly Indiana.
Yeah, both of those teams have played well. Indiana's style of play of pushing the ball, run and gun, have really worn the Knicks down to this point, because Tibbs is used to playing, you know, his five guys, you know, 40-plus minutes. And I think when you look at them play, you can see them getting worn down.
One of the things last night Charlie and I were talking about, you know, that's the difference between good and great. Tyrese Halliburton last night, he played great. I think he's a good player, but he played great. And some people kind of label him as a great player. There's a difference between, as a coach, you know, there's a difference between good and great. But, man, last night was he on, and he was dynamite.
Yeah, he had a triple-double with no turnovers. It's like he played the perfect game last night. And what they needed to get this game to 3-1.
You know, Mark, when I was watching the game, Steve and I were kind of giving updates in the first and second quarters there until we got off at 8 o'clock last night. But just from the get-go, Indiana putting up 43 in the first quarter, and you're just thinking, yes, I mean, New York was kind of keeping pace a little bit with 35 points of their own, but that's not the game that the Knicks wanted to play. If the Pacers are getting upwards of 125, 130 points, which is what they hit last night, that's exactly what they wanted to do. And so, as you mentioned, it's sort of a rest thing, like where Indiana's got a deeper bench than obviously the Knicks do. The Knicks have a shorter rotation. They're on a little bit more tired leg. So when you see this Indiana team explode early on, you're thinking, oh, well, the Knicks are in trouble.
Yeah, you knew they were in trouble last night when they put up the 40-plus in the first quarter, because they would have to expend a lot of energy to come back in that game, which they did at the Garden. But on the road, it was going to be tough.
And Mark, kind of looking into your crystal ball a little bit here, like, it's almost certainly going to be Indiana versus OKC now with both teams holding a 3-1 series lead. But if either one of these teams, with that being the Timberwolves or the Knicks, were to be able to come back in this series, I think you probably agree it might be New York. But at the same time, it feels tough to imagine. I just want to throw this at you. If you had to pick a team to come back from 3-1 in the Western Conference or Eastern Conference Finals, which one would it be?
I would say the Knicks also, because they have a history of doing that. You know, they can, if they can play their game, if they can make Indiana play a half-court game instead of run and gun, they have a chance. But you have to do that game in and game out. You're down 3-1, so that means you got to win all three games, and you have to get them to a half-court game. And you can't turn the ball over. You know, they had 17 turnovers last night. And, of course, any team that wants to run, they're going to run off turnovers. So, but I thought Indiana did a good job not also running off turnovers and also running after made baskets. You know, the Knicks were kind of dragging, getting back, and they were pushing it, and Indiana was pushing it hard down the floor, getting guys open for those corner threes that the NBA likes to take nowadays.
Mark, one of the things was interesting in the NCAA Finals and talking, you know, to Kim Mulkey at LSU, Will Wade also, sort of, they both echoed the same sentiments. There's nothing like experience in these type of games. And you can have a talented team, but, you know, sort of a freeze at certain times. How impressed are you with Oklahoma City? Because we all can agree, they are a really talented team. But they've never been this far as a unit together. Never. And I think the most impressive part with them has been their poise. Because there have been some moments where, you know, things could have fallen the other way, and they didn't let it happen. And I think that that's the mark of a really, one, a well-coached team, but secondly, I think a well-coordinated team on how they can make sure that it doesn't fall the other way.
Yeah, they've done a good job of building that roster and keeping the roster together. And since they've done that, guys are used to playing with each other. They trust each other, even going down to the funny commercial they make with the three of them. You know, they've been with each other long enough now and have enough experience playing that they're dominating right now. You know, they're just very, very good on both ends of the floor right now. They're very good defensively. They're talking to each other. They're not making defensive mistakes. And on the other end, they're playing well offensively. You know, you have Anthony Edwards, you know, he's averaging like 25 in the playoffs. But both the young teams, Minnesota and OKC, they have the young guns. They look like the next group to lead the NBA. You know, you're talking about two young guys, you know, fourth, fifth year guys that they look like they're going to be the next stars in the NBA. And, you know, the NBA is always looking for the next group, you know, with Curry, LeBron, you know, getting older. But with the two young guns coming in right now, you can say, all right, they're playing in the playoffs. They're playing well in the playoffs. And one of them could, you know, win a championship.
So I wanted to ask you as well, Mark, with the OKC Thunder, and this was ahead of game three where I think they were -5 in turnover, and I'll have to double check what they were in game four. But in their first 13 games of the postseason, they had a turnover differential, the best turnover differential in NBA playoff history at +91. And the next closest was the 2019 Raptors, who were at +79. You know, you talked about their defense, and just they suffocate opponents, Mark. And you watch how poised they are defensively. I mean, Lou Dort, Alex Caruso, Chet Holmgren, Isaiah Hartenstein, and even Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jalen Williams. They're fantastic defensively. And it feels like whenever they get a lead, whether that be 5 points, whether that be 10 points, it's so difficult to come back against them because of how good their defense has been throughout the postseason.
And I think that just goes down to playoff experience. They've been in the playoffs before. They've gotten knocked out. So, and they've been playing together so long. So like, all right, what do we need to get to the next plateau? You know, we need to, you know, we're all very good offensively. So the next plateau is we have to be a very good defensive team. And I think they really bought into that as a young group because they played together long enough. And now they know what it takes to get to the next round. Let's get to that next plateau. Let's get to the semifinals. Let's get to the finals. And you can see that. If you go back and watch their old playoff games and watch them now, you can see the maturation there where they've grown up as a team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mark, one of the things that will happen this offseason, and you can see that that's going to be some movement in this league. And it happens much quicker, I think, in baseball than it does in football. But in basketball, I think you'll see a lot of movement. And there comes to a point with a superstar player, with Giannis, that Milwaukee has to make that decision where, you know what, we're going to have to rebuild this thing. And we got one major chip. We can get a lot back in return for him. Who are the teams that you would think would be in major competition to acquire Giannis, who still, he got a lot left in the basketball tank to play. And what you're getting is a guy that when he hits that court, he ain't no development there. He's ready to roll.
Well, there's a little thing called cap space that people have to remember. And what can you give up to get Giannis? Draft picks, future draft picks, what is the makeup of your roster for the CBA? You know, because they have the first apron, the second apron, which is, you know, luxury tax. So right now, the Pels, from what I hear, are the easiest ones because of their future draft picks that they can give up for Giannis. That's the rumor I hear, is the Pels are in a strong position to get Giannis. But then it comes down to who wants to redo their roster to get him. You know, you got to look at Phoenix probably because they're going to get rid of KD. But I think Giannis will look at the landscape and say, all right, if I move, what team can I go to and still win? Now, he could, you know, there is a great chance he could just stay in Milwaukee. Then Milwaukee will have to make some moves to make their team better.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, the whole situation with Dame Lillard tearing his Achilles in the postseason was just, you're looking at that roster, and it's kind of hard to sell it to Giannis unless they make those major moves that they can run it back and be another playoff contender in the Eastern Conference, which is expected to be weak once again next year. But the thing that's interesting with the Pelicans, and maybe they get involved in a potential three-team trade, is that they own some of the Bucks picks in the future that goes all the way back to like the Drew Holiday trade. And with the Bucks right now, they can't necessarily just decide, oh, we're going to bottom out after the Giannis era, because they don't own those picks. It does nothing for them. So, you know, getting a competitive trade and getting some really good players back in return for what is unanimously a top three player in the NBA right now, that's got to be their course of action.
Yeah, that's why the Pelicans are the top team for them to do business with, because they can get back those draft picks. You know, they just, you know, and like I said, it just comes down to what team is going to do what to get Giannis. You know, because I'm not really into that CBA, the first apron, second apron, but I know just looking at a few things today, I know salary cap is a big deal for a lot of the teams. And what owners are going to pay the luxury tax if they get Giannis to make their team competitive? So it's going to be a business decision. It's going to be a business decision on his part. It's going to be a business decision on the different teams.
Mark, I know we've talked to you a little bit before about some of the top draft prospects. I'm not going to throw it back at you again, but with the Pelicans landing the 7th pick after the draft lottery a couple weeks back, where they fell all the way from pick, you know, the 4th best odds to pick 7, and it was kind of a little bit of a disaster there. Do you think the Pelicans keep that pick? Do you think they use it? I know it's a stronger draft class than like what it was last year, where you can still get a solid contributor with the 7th overall pick, but do you think the Pelicans ultimately keep the pick?
Well, if they're going to keep Zion, they have to use the draft pick. You know, he was the one at the draft lottery, so I'm assuming they're going to keep him. And there are some players out there, depending on how Joe Dumars is going to set his team up. If you look at the landscape of the teams now, everybody's going with two bigs. They got to have two bigs, especially in the Western Conference. They're getting a big that's a rim protector that can block shots, rebound, and play in the dunking spot, the short corner. But also then you have that other forward position. He's got to be a perimeter guy that can knock down shots or make plays and make plays in the pick and roll. And there's a couple guys in the draft that I like at that position. Now, everybody's saying they need to get another guard. I think the Pelicans need to get another big guy that can spread the floor. I know last time I talked about Queen from Maryland, but I also like Danny Wolfe from Michigan. He's a seven-footer, but he handles the ball like a guard, can shoot it from the perimeter. He's like a point forward, very good passer, can run the pick and roll with another big guy. Also, there's a guy that showed up at the combine that played really well, Hanson Yang, a 7'1" player from China. And the only reason I say him is because he played so well. He's another point forward. He's out there. You can see things. He reads plays, two plays ahead of time. And when he was playing in China this year, seven NBA teams went to scout him in person. And out of those seven, three of the teams were lottery picks. So that's how talented he was. Almost like when Giannis was playing in Greece. People went over to see him play. So you know he's talented if that many teams went over there to see him play.
Yeah, Mark, that's a good point. Man, if you traveled into China to watch him play, that does tell me you got an interest in him. And like you said, three of those teams being lottery selections. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights, my man, and we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Mark Cook, a former college basketball coach, now chief scout in the NBA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.